a lawsuit over a butterfly. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. This week, two environmental groups put the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on notice. They're planning to sue the agency. They say it's dragging its feet on protecting the monarch butterfly. Tierra Curry is a senior scientist with the Center for Biological Diversity. She says there's been a big drop in the monarch's population, 82% over the past two decades. 82%. Monarchs are vulnerable because they need milkweed to survive.
The biggest threats are pesticide use in the United States that's causing milkweed to decline, and then logging in their Mexican overwintering grounds.
Curry says monarchs have been doing better the past few years, but they're still a long way from where they were in the 1990s. In 2014, her group petitioned the agency to list the butterfly as threatened. That could mean more money to protect their habitat.
When you petition for a species, when a citizen petitions for Endangered Species Act protection for a species, the service is supposed to decide within 12 months.
But she says the agency is now more than a year late with that decision.
And sometimes species wait a really long time, up to 20 years. And so we want them to go ahead and make a decision on the monarch. And that's why we filed the notice of intent to sue.
An official with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service tells me they haven't started this review. They're just now deciding how to get started. I'm joined now by Georgia Parham. She's with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Georgia, why is the agency late on issuing this 12-month finding on the butterfly?
We haven't established a schedule yet for addressing this and other backlog petitions. And so we don't have a firm or projected date for the 12-month finding for the monarch. But in the meantime, we are engaged in quite a few international conservation efforts to protect and restore monarch habitat throughout the country. And we're hoping that the status of the species will improve to the extent that we won't have to list it under the Endangered Species Act.
We've heard that the monarch population has been doing better the past couple of years, but it's still significantly lower than what it was in the 1990s.
That's correct, and that is a cause of concern, and it's one of the triggers that we've used to engage with partners to try to implement conservation measures throughout the range of the monarch.
And typically that involves planting milkweed, right?
It does. Monarchs depend on milkweed. It's a really simple, easy thing that almost anyone can do that will have a pretty positive effect for monarchs.
You've mentioned a backlog. How many other species are you considering for listing as threatened or endangered?
Well, we have a candidate list of species that we have determined should be proposed for listing under the Endangered Species Act, and we update that list every year. In addition to that, we have about 500 species that we've been petitioned to list, including the monarch, where we have to get to the point to determine whether or not they should be a candidate species and whether we should propose them for listing. So with limited resources and quite a long list of species to address, we have to make sure we're focusing our resources on the species that need the help immediately and address those concerns first.
Georgia Parham is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you miss this show on the radio, you can always catch us on iTunes. Just search for The Environment Report. And while you're there, give us a review. We'd like to know what you think. That's The Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.